Rocking Horse Publishing presents Excelsior, written and read by George Soroy. Chapter 1. What's he looking at? Semenex pressed his forehead against the smooth, cool, Autorarian metal cell door. Through the 1-inch-wide food slot, his eyes sought and found the Crenation guard's gaze. This one must be new. He paid close attention to the guard's scaly neck and imagined his hands squeezing. The guard walked closer to the cell, and Semenex, his eyes still on the crenation, pulled his arm back and thrust his fist against the door. The bang reverberated through the prison. Beep! The bang reverberated through the prison halls, and the guard froze in mid-step. Semenex flexed his fingers and shook off some ash and dirt that covered his hands. The satisfaction of once again unnerving a crenation overpowered the pain.
Relax. He's only trying to scare you.
Semenex shifted his attention toward the taller, heavier crenation guard. He recognized this one, but he refused to know the guard's name. He refused to know any guard's name. He thought of this one only as Scar, after the long scar running down the left side of his face. The new guard peered into Semenex's cell and inhaled the air emanating from the food slot.
Too bad the force field can't keep out the stink of these Denarians.
Semenex grew anxious as he pulled his right arm back, waiting. One step closer, he thought. The guard stepped forward, and Semenex once again gave the door a strong punch. The crenation rushed for the taser baton attached to his belt, gritting his razor-sharp teeth. Semenex found the new name for the easily rattled guard. Coward.
It's too bad he's been locked in there ever since he was a runt. I would have tasered him so hard, he wouldn't have ever been tall enough to look through the opening.
Scar tapped the force field over the opening in the cell door, emitting a small spark.
"What's so special about this piece of scum?" the coward asked. "I don't know. Nocturar's orders," Scar answered, as he grabbed his own taser. "Come with me."
Scar and the new guard turned left and passed another row of cells. Scar struck his baton on each door, and one painful scream after another of the Denarian prisoners echoed through the halls.
"The metal works as an amplifier," Scar shouted over the screams. "It keeps them on their best behavior."
Once they left his eyesight, Semenex crouched down, the bones in his knees cracking, and concentrated on a small hole the size of the Denarian's hand that lay open to the right of the door. Semenex reached in, and his fingers...
Beep!
Once they left his eyesight, Semenex crouched down, the bones in his knees cracking, and concentrated on a small hole the size of the Denarian's hand that lay open to the right of the door. Semenex reached in, and his fingers touched a smooth and cool surface. He rubbed his fingertips against the many dents he had already created, sensing the slight vibration emitting from the metal. The screams of the other Denarian prisoners continued as Scar smacked his taser baton on another row of doors. Semenex pulled his right hand back, balled it into a fist, and punched the metal. Another dent. He pulled his fist back and struck it again. Semenex punched it again and felt a crack begin to form. A wave of satisfaction washed over his body as he gave the metal another punch, creating another crack. One more should do it, he told himself, as he reached back and thrust his fist forward. He exhaled and smiled as he felt the metal cracking again. The screams outside Semenex's cell faded into silence. He pulled his arm out of the hole and examined the calluses on his knuckles. They were slightly cracked, but he felt no pain. Semenex heard the familiar sound of an electronic key card.
Beep.
Semenex heard the familiar sound of an electronic key card opening a lock, followed by the thick metal cell door sliding upward. He stood up,
Beep. He stood up and looked through the opening in his door, hearing Denarian prisoners murmuring to each other, "Radifen, Radifen." The sound rose in volume, and Semenex crouched back down in front of the hole. He reached in and ran his fingertips along the newly created cracks. Beep. He reached in and ran his fingertips along the newly created cracks, whispering his favorite of Radifen's blistering sermons. "Very soon, the Crunation's perversion of our planet will end." In his mind's eye, he saw a ranting and raving older Denarian, absorbing the shocks of several tasings from three different Crunation guards. "Their Emperor Nocturar will fall to our protector Excelsior!" He recalled Radifen getting off his knees and walking through the prison hall, stopping beside his cell. "He will return to his people and destroy them and the monstrosity we are being forced to create!" Semenex remembered Radifen looking into his eyes and smiling. The old man's eyes then looked to the left of his cell door, resting on the electronic lock. "You still wear this?" Semenex heard the guard yelling at Radifen. "You have been instructed over and over that none of us want to see that symbol again." Even though he didn't see it, he knew exactly what the guard was talking about. The symbol that had become a unanimous form of defiance against the Crunation Empire. It was a simple design. A circle with an open bottom and three lines within the circle connected to a pentagon-like shape. The sharp edge of a sword. Semenex recalled various theories of the symbol's origins being discussed amongst his fellow prisoners. The unmistakable sound of the guard's fist against the Denarian's face snapped Semenex back to the present time. The shouting and the punch also quieted the chanting from the neighboring cells. Semenex rose in time to see an old and frail Denarian shuffling down the hall. Radifen's head hung down, his stringy silver hair hanging in front of his face, his bony shoulders drooped. The symbol that looked to be drawn on his thin brown rag-like shirt was torn in half by the guard, exposing his sunken and bruised chest. Was this really Radifen? This beaten creature allowing the Crunations to send him to work duty? Where was the defiance, the bravado? Where was the man who absorbed 10 jolts from the guard's taser batons before he was incapacitated? Semenex tried to look into his eyes as he passed the cell. Was there a plan in progress? Was this a charade? Or was it real? Had they finally broken him? The two guards stopped outside Semenex's cell. "Stay in my sight," Scar instructed the new guard. "I have to get Granik." "Hopefully he won't give you another one of those," Coward warned, pointing at the large Scar. "Don't remind me," Scar pointed at Radifen. "He does anything, even move the hair from over his face, and you hit him with your taser. He's dangerous." "This old man? He doesn't look so tough." "That's why he's dangerous. Don't move." Semenex allowed himself only a moment to worry as he resumed digging at the cracked metal. If the Crunations had broken Radifen's will, what did this mean for the rest of the Denarian prisoners? What did it mean for him? He squeezed his lips shut as he dug his fingernails into the crack and used his other hand to push against the wall. Semenex fell back, tucking his chin into his chest as he struck the cold, hard floor. His right hand held onto a chunk of metal he wrenched from the wall. The metal slipped from his hand and fell to the floor. "What are you doing in there?" the new guard yelled. Semenex quickly stood and pressed himself against the door again. Beep. "What are you doing in there?" the new guard yelled. Semenex quickly stood and pressed himself against the door again. He kept his eyes locked with the guards, and when he did not give an answer,